Okay, today by the time we're beginning the second parak of Maseches Baba Kama, and this is parak Ketzad HaRegel. So says the Mishnah, Ketzad HaRegel Mu'edas, meaning when is a regel a mu'ad? Meaning what is a regel considered mu'ad for? We just went through in the last Mishnah that there are Chamisha Tam and Chamisha Mu'adin, and one of the examples of the mu'adin was that if an animal walks and it steps on things and it breaks things as it walks, that's a mu'ad right away, meaning it's going to pay Nezek Shalim right away. So in for what? For what kinds of damages? So the shaber b'derech hilucha to damage as it walks along its way. Habehemah mu'adas lahalich k'darka l'shaber. An animal is considered to be a mu'ad to walk in the normal way and to break things with its feet, with its body. In whatever, with its body would be a tolda of regel, but it's a mu'ad for that. But ha'isim v'etas, if it was kicking, osha yitzroros menatzin mitachas regleha, or it was walking, but then little pebbles were shooting out from under its foot, and those pebbles were going and damaging things. Vishibras akelim, and they broke kelim. Mishalim chatzin nezek. Then you only pay chatzin nezek. This is what we know as chatzin nezek tsroros. That even though it's regel in the sense that it's walking normally, it's not kicking these rocks, but the fact that the rocks shoot out and come from the koach of the animal, that's what we call chatzin nezek tsroros. And the halacha is that tsroros hilchos gemirila is a halacha l'Moshe Mesinai, perhaps that tsroros pay chatzin nezek. Darsa ala kli v'shibarto. If the animal stepped on a kli on purpose and broke it, v'nafal ala kli v'shibro, and piece of that kli fell on another kli and broke that, alarisha mishalim nezek shalim, you pay nezek shalim for the first kli because it stepped on it, it's regel, it didn't purposely step on it, it just walked and stepped on it, I misspoke before, v'la'achra mishalim chatzi nezek, and the second kli you pay chatzi nezek because that's tsroros, a piece of the first kli came out and shot out just like tsroros. Hatarnagol mu'adin l'halich chidark on the shaber. Even chickens are mu'ad to just break things as they walk along their way. Hayadalil kasher barag. If there was a bucket tied to the leg of the chicken, so it was schlepping it along as it was walking, or the chicken was hopping, and it broke kelim because the thing that was attached to his feet caused little rocks to fly out and to hit other kelim. Then you pay only chatzi nezek because that's considered tsroros. So it's not the goof of the bird that did the damage; it's only the tsroros of the that came out from under the bird's feet that did the damage. Now the says Ketzad Hashem Muedas. What about a shein? In what sense is shein considered to be a muad? Lechol asaroyla, to eat things that are normal for it to eat. Habehemah muedas lechol peros v'yirakos. For example, behemah is a muad to eat fruits and vegetables. If it eats clothing or it eats kelim, so then it pays only chatzi nezek. Since an animal doesn't, that's an unusual thing for an animal to eat, for it to eat ksus for kelim, so it's not considered shein, it's considered to be something that's more akin to keren. But all of this about shein is only if it's in rishos hanizik. But if it's in a public place and you decided to leave fresh baked cookies out in the in a public place, so you have to realize that an animal is going to walk by and is going to eat it. So if the animal does eat it, the owner of the animal only has to pay for the money that he saved on having to feed that animal lunch that day, but he's not going to have to pay for the full value of those cookies. Kate said, "Mashalim Ashenenis, how do you assess what the hana'ah that it got? If it eats from right in the middle of the street where you left the food, so it's only going to pay for the hana'ah. But it's from the side of the street where you don't expect the animals to be walking, then it's going to have to pay for the actual damages that it did. And we have a similar distinction that if it eats from the entrance of the store, so that's where you expect animals to be, and therefore it's the storekeeper's problem, and therefore you're only going to have to pay for the hana'ah. But if it eats from what's inside the store, then it's going to have to pay for the full extent of the damages, because there's no way the store owner would have expected the animal to show up into his store. So let's review what we learned today. In Perek Bey's Mishnah Aleph, we said that regel is a mu'ad to break things as it walks, and that's only if it's walking in its normal way, but if it starts kicking, or there's tsroros, then it only pays chatzi nezek. And then we just gave examples of tsroros. If an animal steps on a kli and breaks it, so good, that's regularly pays the nezek shalim. But if a piece of that kli shoots out and breaks something else, so that's tzoros, and he's only going to pay chatzi nezek. And similarly, when it comes to a tarnagol is walking, a chicken is walking, and it breaks something, so it pays nezek shalim. But if it had a bucket that it was swinging around with its leg, or it was a piece of a broken kli went and shot out and broke something else, that's going to be tzoros, and it's only going to pay chatzi nezek. Mishnah Bey said that shein is only considered more to eat normal things for a tea, like fruits and vegetables. But if it starts chewing on clothing or on kelim, then it's going to be considered a tam. It's going to be chatzi nezek, and all of that is only berushas hanizik. But if it's in rushas rabim, so people have to not leave their food out in rushas rabim where they can expect animals to be. So the Mishnah just further qualified where you can expect animals to be, like in the emtsa harachava, you could expect animals to be, and the pesach hachanus, you could expect animals to be there, and therefore you're only the owner of the animal is only going to have to pay for the hana'a and not for the damage. But if it's mitzidei harachava, or it's mitoch hachanus, then you can expect you cannot expect the animal to be there, and therefore you would have to pay nezek shalem if your animal eats from those places. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with Mishnah Gimel.